A typical day in boot camp began with reveille at 0400 hours. We tumbled out of our sacks in the chilly dark and hurried through shaves, dressing, and chow. The grueling day ended with taps at 2200. At any time between taps and reveille, however, the DI might break us out for rifle inspection, close-order drill, or for a run around the parade ground or over the sand by the bay. This seemingly cruel and senseless harassment stood me in good stead later when I found that war allowed sleep to no man, particularly the infantryman. Combat guaranteed sleep of the permanent type only. We moved to two or three different hut areas during the first few weeks, each time on a moment's notice. The order was, Platoon 984, fall out on the double with rifles, full individual equipment, and sea bags with all gear properly stowed, and prepare to move out in 10 minutes. A mad scramble would follow as men gathered up and packed their equipment. Each man had one or two close buddies who pitched in to help each other don packs and hoist heavy sea bags onto sagging shoulders. Several men from each hut would stay behind to clean up the huts and surrounding area as the other men of the platoon struggled under their heavy loads to the new hut area. Upon arrival at the new area, the platoon halted, received hut assignments, fell out, and stowed gear. Just as we got into the huts, we would get orders to fall in for drill with rifles, cartridge belts, and bayonets. The sense of urgency and hurry never abated. Our DI was ingenious in finding ways to harass us. One of the hut areas we were in was across a fence from an aircraft factory where big B-24 Liberator bombers were made. There was an airstrip, too, and the big four-engine planes came and went low over the tops of the huts. Once, one belly landed, going through the fence near our huts. No one was hurt, but several of us ran down to see the crash. When we got back to our area, Corporal Daugherty delivered one of his finest orations on the subject of recruits never leaving their assigned area without the permission of their DI. We were all impressed, particularly with the tremendous number of push-ups and other exercises we performed instead of going to noon chow. During close-order drill, the short man had the toughest time staying in step. Every platoon had its feather merchants, short men struggling along with giant strides at the tail end of the formation. At 5'9", I was about two-thirds of the way back from the front guide of platoon 984. One day, while returning from the bayonet course, I got out of step and couldn't pick up the cadence. Corporal Daugherty marched along beside me. In his icy tone, he said, Boy, if you don't get in step and stay in step, I'm going to kick you so hard in the behind that they're going to have to take both of us to sick bay. It'll take a major operation to get my foot out of your ass. With those inspiring words ringing in my ears, I picked up the cadence and never, ever lost it again.